Many of us take roads for granted, but islands can have a harder time keeping them available. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Farah Nibbs, assistant professor of Emergency and Disaster Health Systems at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, looks into why.
Frequent and intense natural hazard events, such as hurricanes and floods, damage roads and disrupt road management in the Eastern Caribbean. These events are happening at a pace that is overwhelming the current design standards for roads in the region. The problem faced by these islands consists of two correlated factors. The first centers around the limitations related to the strategic management of roads, and the second relates to the issue of natural hazard threats. The combination of these factors creates unique contextual challenges and uncertainties for the future of road management in these islands. Between 2022-2023, I conducted research to try to understand why road infrastructure in the region is so vulnerable to natural hazards and how these roads are being managed in the face of such challenges. My research found that most damage to roads occur due to hydrometeorological hazards, with disruptions taking place multiple times a year. These disruptions hamper road agencies' ability to optimally operate road assets due to unplanned delays and closures. Road agencies, such as the Public Works Departments, also face a challenging combination of factors such as an existing backlog of roads in need of repair and maintenance, lack of available financing for new road construction, and mitigating the impact of disasters on roads. These findings suggest that road infrastructure resilience is still a challenge in these islands.
That was Farah Nibbs of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.